Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Know thy enemy, PT1. As a believer, it is upon you to know the ways of the enemy. First, we need to understand that you are not fighting against flesh and blood. Does that mean? It means that it will be people who hurt you. But it is the spirits behind them that you are up against. If you don't grasp this, you will continue to fight a losing battle. And by the way, you are in a battle. The next thing is, where is this battle taking place? The battle is in your mind. Ephesians 6:12 puts it this way. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What controls your thoughts will control your life. Today, I will be speaking about knowing thy enemy. Knowing your enemy is crucial in living the life that God has in store for you. So let's break this down in its simplest form so that you may be blessed by what you hear. First, a quick story. I'm in an environment where I'm around people who always need my help in one way or another. One of these areas is in getting things ordered and delivered quickly. I am asked often to order for them because I always find a cheaper price and receive it usually on the next day. It was nothing to me, so I would oblige. Then one day, I was approached to order something because it was on sale, and they wanted to take advantage of me having the account at this store, along with they didn't want to expose their credit card. I heard the request, but did not respond. The next day, I was questioned whether I had gone through with the request. I answered no. Of course, the response was, why not? I answered, because I am not able to help you with this order. They immediately began to anger to the point they hung up on me without hearing why I declined. This is why you need to know thy enemy. It was a trap, a setup. Please understand this. The enemy goes before God constantly to seek permission to come against you. This is done in a place called the courts of heaven. If you research this, you'll know what I'm saying is true. If he is deemed to have something against you, he then gains access to cause chaos in your life. If I had ordered what was asked of me, I would have opened a door for me to be attacked. Here's why. What I was asked to do would have helped the individual who wanted the item ordered to commit an illegal act. They were trying to get away with doing something they knew was wrong and wanted to use me to help them. But that's not all. It was on purpose. This individual has been trying to do me harm for a long time. They think I don't see it or know it, but I do. So, I'm sure your question is, why are you around them? Because this is where God wants me. If I had not gone there, I would not have known the truth and the depth of their hatred for me. If my spiritual eyes hadn't been open, I would have stepped into that trap and brought a world of pain on myself. This is why you need to know thy enemy. You're thinking, I'm just helping someone out. Then you wonder why things begin to happen badly in your life. This is the cause. Without an excuse given by your actions, words, or thoughts, it's more difficult for the enemy to bother you. So, how do you get to know thy enemy? You start by knowing your identity in Christ. It's harder to fool someone who knows the truth. Next, you walk in that truth. As you're walking in that truth, you are increasing in your knowledge of the Word of God. That is your ultimate weapon. You, then, should be increasing in your intimacy with God so that He can share His mysteries with you. In doing this, it will also develop a deeper relationship with the Spirit of God, which guides you into all truth. John 16:10. You need to understand and utilize the tools at your disposal. As you do these things, you will find that you can get to a place where the enemy can't touch you. Not only that, he begins to fear you, because he sees how powerful you are and that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. See, this is his tactic. He exploits the fact that many Christians are ignorant and or don't fully believe in their identity. This is why we see the decline we see in the church today. Why are Christians who are supposed to have the devil under their feet not living in the life God has for them? It is time to awaken. It is time to step into who you are as a child of God. It is time for you to become that man or woman that God desires for you to be. You have received the truth. Now, what will you do with it? Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.